What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. We finally got this working. Oh yeah, we're finally doing it. Gina is here, people. She's arrived. We did this four fucking times. She doesn't know how to work shit. She has a Samsung. I don't know what's wrong with this lady, but you guys are listening to the most awesomest show on the damn planet, the Scavoli Show. Damn, what an entrance. I fucking killed it. Did not even stutter that time, people. Did not even stutter. I'm killing it right now. But Gina, are you there finally in the world of worlds?
I'm finally here. We finally got this shit going on, and let's get this rolling because I already wasted probably 10 minutes every time.
You really did. I gotta go feed a homeless kid. Come on, Gina. I gotta go feed a kid.
I know, should I play some Sarah McLachlan music over here? Because you get
As I want the Mandalorian song that just won four Emmys for. That's what I want to listen to. That just won
oh.
four Emmys, people.
Oh my God, and he just won an Emmy, so he can be celebrating that you're a good guy.
Yeah, we could both do music together. I could play the trombone and he can tray whatever he likes,
Oh my
you
God,
know?
I play the flute, so we already got a little bit of a band going on.
And then I'm getting my voice lesson so we can start a whole band, Gina.
I don't know about your voice. Maybe we could not do the singing wise.
Wow, that just is a diss. I feel very
It
hurt.
is because I haven't heard your singing yet. So if you want to give me, a little bit, then I can judge you. So
My voice is under construction. Just so you know, I have to get my Beyonce ready. Come on, guys. I'm performing at this year's Super Bowl, so I will be there performing. You know,
oh my gosh, I already know a celebrity already.
they
Oh
and you didn't even know I was performing. You know,
my gosh. No,
they gave
I
me a
got
lot
the
of money up
inside
front.
scoop all of a sudden.
You did. They gave me a lot of money for it, and you know, as long as they said just shake your ass, I was like, I could shake my white ass. So with my bum bum and
Well,
my tum tum, you know.
hey, that's how you make the money, shake what your
Yeah.
mama got you.
Yeah, like Adam Levine was terrible on the Super Bowl, but he took his shirt off and it went crazy. Like I was like, he was not even that good to brag about. When he took his shirt off, he was like, yeah, that's the show because he couldn't
That
sing well.
is. But don't be like Justin Timberlake and pull a Janet Jackson where we got exposed boob,
Yeah, if I do that, guys, my boob are stuffed or something, you will see it up person because I will wave my. That's it, really.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's it.
I'm looking forward to next year's Super Bowl.
Please do. Please do. Please pay good money for it, too. Please pay good money. But, so Gina, welcome to the Scavoli Show. I know we were a little off topic, but who cares? You know, we're talking
Yeah.
about funness things.
Just gotta have fun,
Yeah,
Life
that's it, Gina.
can't be serious, Just
Yeah,
gotta.
because we're not serious. So, why does
No.
life have to be serious?
No. No. Hands down, life does not have to be serious at all.
That's a quote that I just made up, guys. No one cared that I just made that up, but I just made a quote. Put that on the books.
You need to put it on a t-shirt.
Yes, just like my pin designs that no one's buying. No one's buying them.
You
Bastards, all
got
you.
two sales, okay?
I got
That's
two
something.
sales. That's two something. That's something. But I just want to say, Happy New Year, Gina, because this episode won't premiere till next year. So.
I said, please let it be 2021, okay? Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and Happy
Happy Hanukkah. Don't
Thanksgiving.
we have Jewish
Yes.
people, please?
Yes, to all the Jewish out there. Happy Hanukkah. I wish I was part of
Kwanzaa.
you guys. Kwanzaa, the Indian
Try to school
holidays.
you on, all the religions out there.
Yes, please, because I know nothing. Yeah, nothing. But Gina, welcome
John.
to the show. What was I going to say? Yeah, just welcome to the show, Gina. That's all I got for you.
Okay, thanks. What a great introduction.
That's all you get. That's
That's
all
all I
you
get. Welcome to the show,
get.
Gina. Jeez.
But I'm so happy you decided to come on. You are an amazing artist.
Thank you.
I just love your art so much. It really is amazing how you do it. I want to talk to you about how you make your art. Why do you such a big fan of Star Wars? Because I stalk you before you come on my show. I have to do my research on you.
Excellent.
So before we start, Gina, how are
Yes.
you? How is everything in Wisconsin, the cheese state? How is everything?
Well, do I have to like pretend like I'm in the future since this will air in 2021, or can I talk about the now, the 2020, unfortunately?
You could talk about the 2020 and then the future.
The future. Okay. Well, I'm doing good. The Packers got a one, so that's great. I'm having a great day. I've been doing still some artwork today, to keep going with my little Star Wars prompt that I'm doing for Instagram. And tomorrow I have a day off from work, so that's even better.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Vacay.
Vacay. Well, no, not vacay. I had vacay 2 weeks ago, but just my weekend is Sunday, Monday, so I have to work Saturday. So,
Okay. At least you get
yeah.
Sunday and Monday off. At least you get
True.
that. At least you
This
get
is
that.
true.
But Gina, are you ready for my questions of the questions?
Oh, shoot 'em. Shoot
Oh,
'em.
I wish I could shoot someone. Right in the fucking face. That's it. Done. Disrespected me. Done.
No disrespect over here.
Yeah, we don't tolerate that. I come to your house and steal your social security number and your cookies. Ah, so evil.
The dark side does have cookies.
It does. The dark side is with me, young being. but
Careful,
Gina,
I might
so
have the high ground.
oh shit. I'm not gonna jump. I know my lesson. I wouldn't jump. I don't think I would have jumped either way, fucking Anakin. I don't think I would have jumped.
Off topic here, but how the hell does Obi-Wan, jump like how Anakin would have in episode one and chop off Darth Maul in two pieces, but then Anakin can't achieve it? I don't
That's
get
it.
it.
But I think we could talk about that because that is Star Wars.
Yes.
So I feel like that scene, Anakin's vision was clouded. You know what I
Yes.
mean?
Of
Like
course.
Obi-Wan reminded him, I have the high ground, do not do it. You know,
Sure.
because I think any being, if he jumped, I would just start waving my lightsaber in the air until I hit you.
Hell yeah.
So I think when he did that, he wanted ultimate power. Like
I
in that
know.
moment, he wanted to take over the world. He wanted to overthrow. He wanted to kill Obi-Wan and then kill Palpatine. In my opinion, that's what he wanted to do, you know? So when he missed, he knew he missed.
Oh
Like,
yeah. And
we
he
knew
paid
that
for
was
it.
going to happen.
Two legs and
Yeah.
an arm.
But if I feel one, I wouldn't just left him there,
Sure.
you know? I would have pushed him all the way into the lava so we didn't have to deal with Darth Vader. That's what I would have done,
Yeah,
you
but how would
know?
he know? He doesn't know that he's going to become Darth Vader. He thinks he's going to die on the side where on the lava bank.
Yeah, but we all know that's a foolish
Well,
game. We all
of
know
course,
that.
because we've seen the original trilogy.
Yeah, we, yeah, I feel like that scene, like, I don't know. I love Anakin. Anakin's, I love him.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I told you, like, he reminds me of me, you know, with love, with no father figure, you know, that's, I talk about that all the time on the show. Like, so I feel like he hated the wrong people at that time. So he really didn't understand or know, because how can you just go hate someone
I
like that?
know
You
instantly.
know, like your brother, you hate Obi-Wan. All of a sudden I hate Obi-Wan.
I mean,
You know, I really wanted him to see Ahsoka. If Ahsoka was there that day, I really wanted to see what would have happened.
yeah.
You
I mean,
know?
she felt it. She felt it in the Force.
She did. She felt it in the Clone Wars. Thank God we got that in the
Oh my
Clone Wars.
gosh. I loved seeing that different perspective of from her point of view with the episode three simultaneously going on. Oh, chills.
Yeah, it was really how they did it. Really, I loved
Yeah.
it. Loved every minute, loved every episode. It was just great. And I love how Ahsoka's in it. Ahsoka's my favorite Jedi. I don't care what people say. Don't
Each
care.
entitled to their own opinion, Gotta have respect.
Yeah. Gotta have respect. Respect is given, folks. Respect is down. All
Yeah.
right. But yeah, with that scene, I really wanted to see more. Of why he hated them,
Yeah.
you know, why this evil motherfucker is now dark or now dark. Because in the Clone Wars you don't get that either. You get
Yeah.
Anakin. You get this intelligent, maybe not always right or not always doing the best at situations, but you get
Yeah.
Anakin. You know, you get him. So with Anakin, there was always good in him. Even what Padme said, there's still good in him. And there is. There was always good in Anakin.
Yes.
There was always good in Darth Vader, because you can't just throw all your shit
No.
away and now I'm
Yeah.
dark. You always have that karma
Yes.
that's gonna come back and bite you in the ass.
Anakin was hidden
So
within the Vader core. Palpatine could not destroy Anakin fully.
Yeah, no way. Because Anakin still loved
I
Padme.
know.
You know, Anakin still loved, I feel like,
Are you
Obi-Wan,
reading the
you
Darth
know,
Vader
Ahsoka.
comic? Because it shows him going to Padme's tomb. And then,
It does. I don't read
okay.
them, but I've seen theories. I've seen people like just like 4 minutes, like they just scroll through it and see what
Like Star
happens.
Wars Theory on YouTube. Like I watch his
I
channel
love that guy.
and he does the comic for me. I don't even have to read the shit.
Yeah, he does. He does such a good guy. I like his hairdo. I love his fullness.
Oh,
I really just want him. I just really want to pet him. Just like
the Mace
put
Windu
my.
hairdo of just baldness.
Oh, I don't know why. I just want to like see my ref shine
Oh,
it up
shine it
and see
up
my
like
reflection.
Mr. Clean, you know, shine it up.
Yeah. Just want the
But Vader, he went to Paulus Massa and he saw the recording of Padme saying there's still good in him. So I wonder then by Luke stating it to him, it just resonated. And he was all like, Vader was just like, Padme loves me. Luke, my son loves me. I'm going to come back.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't like Luke.
You don't?
I do
Okay.
not. He's not my favorite. I could if he could be gone from Star Wars if that was the case. Like I would not cry over him gone from Star
Okay,
Wars.
now
I don't hate
I know
him.
you're younger, but how did you watch it? Did you watch the original trilogy first and then the prequel?
I watch. So what is the original trilogy?
Four, five, and
Because I get
six.
confused.
Four, five, and six.
4, 5, and 6. Okay, so if I watch those, I've watched those over and over again.
Okay.
Yes. The prequels are 3, right? 3, 2, 1, or
You
7, 8, and 9.
dyslexic?
I really am.
It's showing. One, two, three.
It is. But what is it,
Yeah,
Gina? The prequels are what?
prequels are one, two, three.
Oh, okay, good. All
You
right.
know,
That's
that's how
what
we
I
start counting, you know, one plus two.
I did 3, 2, 1.
Yes, you did.
I said it backwards. Okay, so I like all of that. I like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I don't hate anyone in there. I just don't get Luke's
Okay.
character. I just don't understand him.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
There's not enough.
But he's the symbol of hope.
Yeah, no, he is. He's the symbol of the New Hope,
Yes.
which we first movie we
Right.
get, which I wasn't born then, but I've
I
watched.
wasn't born either. I'm not that old.
I hope not, Gina.
Oh, yeah, Chris. You know, I'm gonna say my real voice this time.
The mask just comes off. You're old and wrinkly.
You don't show my picture in this podcast, right?
No. I just show your artwork,
Okay,
sweetie. Just show
good,
your artwork.
because
Don't
you
worry.
don't want to see,
Don't
you know,
worry.
the beauty mug. I'm actually Palpatine,
Oh shit! Now we know. Now we know he came back 8 times now, guys. 8 times. 8 times he's been
yeah,
back.
there was multiple clones of him that he transported his stupid consciousness in. I mean, did you not see all the Jar of Snokes in The Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, I saw that. That's
Oh,
ridiculous.
okay. I mean, we're talking about the good movies right now. I'm sorry to diss on the sequels. I do love them. So, all to the people out there who love the sequels, I love them. But
No, the sequel. I don't understand the sequels either. Don't understand
it's
them.
just a
But
mess.
that's a that's
It's a
for
complete mess.
that's just for that's for part two of this
Okay.
podcast,
We'll
Gina.
get to part two later on.
We'll get to part two. But no, I just don't understand Luke.
Okay.
I don't like if I met Mark Hamill. I'll be very nice to him, say big fan of yours. You know, I like Mark Hamill. No offense to him, no offense to the character. But Luke, I just don't understand. I don't know why. I understand like he's the son of Padme and Darth Vader and Leia, and Leia's his sister. I just don't get him.
Okay.
Like I don't know what he like. I understand he's the one to bring him Darth Vader back to light.
Yes.
I totally get
Okay.
it. But I feel like Star Wars has opened this wide horizon that we could not like someone else could have brought him back from the
Like
light.
who?
I feel like Ahsoka or Obi-Wan or Yoda.
Right, but again, you know, I mean, in that time frame.
In that time frame, I felt like in that time frame, I understood what they did. But then when you bring everything else into perspective, like the Clone Wars, this and
Okay.
that, blah blah blah,
Okay, so the
now
whole
you see
picture,
like
the whole picture,
the hope.
you're thinking Ahsoka would be the only one to bring him back.
Yeah, because I felt like Ahsoka knew him more than Luke. You know, Luke really didn't know his
Sure.
father. You know, like you see him going around and then he goes off when Darth Vader is dead.
Yeah.
to see what he could find about him, what was Anakin, but I felt like in that moment, I feel like Ahsoka could have been the only one to bring him back.
Okay. See, I view it
Because I feel
as
like,
like, I mean, I'm not a parent or anything, so I would have no clue about a love for a child, but as him learning, because Palpatine told that, the child was dead. I mean, even Padme, when during her funeral, she had still the baby bump because they were pretending like she didn't give birth, that the child died with her. So it kind of felt like
yeah.
Vader then completely took over because he felt he had nothing left. But then when he found out that his child survived, Anakin started coming back because it reminded him again of Padme.
Yeah, but I feel like the fights like between Luke and Darth, like they should have never been. If you loved your child, like if I'm sitting there loving my child, right, and I'm this evil being, and the love of my life got lost because of fucking Palpatine, and I see my son, like it's a whole different perspective.
But you remember,
I see my son.
Vader's main goal was to bring Luke to the dark side. So he still wanted his son, but he wanted him dark.
Yeah, but we know, like if I was dark and my son is in the light side, I feel like in that moment, my son wouldn't go to the dark side because he doesn't want to follow his father's path, which he didn't. Luke never did, but in that, I feel like even Leia, like I feel like Leia should have been there too, helping out.
Hands down, I agree with you with that.
Like we didn't know, like who, like Leia just was off on picking apples somewhere or something like that.
Not on
Like,
Alderaan.
yeah, like she was, she sh I felt like she should have been there with Luke to bring their father back
Yeah, I think a
together,
strong, by them two being together, that would have been a stronger bond to bring him back from the
Yes.
side instead of just father and son.
Yes. And then I would have been like, I like that better.
I agree.
That I approve. But I feel like Ahsoka could have been the only one, because you just get one fight of them in Rebels. I felt like we should have got more. We should have got maybe Vader sensing or something like that. Like, oh, like Vader goes through a stage. Like he goes through stages of grief. He thinks a lot because he's alone in that mask. Even when he's fucking slicing people in half, he's still thinking, like, what am I doing? Why am I slicing these people in half? What? Why am I doing this? Why is my fingers moving like that? Why is my lightsaber going through that child's chest? Like he's thinking of every movement, I feel like Darth Vader, and I it's just so sad.
It
It's just so
is. He has a very tragic story, but goodness does
He does.
prevail. So,
It does. It does.
yes.
But
Yes.
Gina, we got to take a quick
Okay.
break. All right. We talked so long this paragraph. I was gonna say this paragraph. I don't know why I just said paragraph. Don't know why. We talked long for this paragraph, and we'll be right back, guys, on the Scavoli Show with my good friend Gina. And we're going to talk more Star Wars. I didn't even ask her my questions. We just got so involved. She didn't care about my questions. She was like, fuck the
Fuck
questions.
them.
I'm taking over.
Damn straight.
I'm
Star Wars is
taking
life.
over. I'm not answering Chris's questions. That's it. But guys, you are listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. It's like the most important meal of the day, serving it up Scavoli's way. Yeah, I did that. I made that up. But guys, come back, listen to the second half of the Scavoli Show. My good friend Gina is my co-host, and we're just gonna keep talking Star Wars. I don't think I'm gonna ask her one question because she's just gonna talk over me and like hurt my feelings and doesn't care. Like she just said, she goes, fuck them. So I said, we're gonna fuck them. We're not gonna fuck the questions. There's no questions. Whatever word we say, we're just gonna speak it. That's it. It's like Family Feud up in this bitch. Family Feud. All right. So we'll be right back to the Scavoli Show. Gina, stay put. And we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show, guys. We'll see you soon, and you guys know, just take a listen in the commercial break, all right? You'll hear a sexy voice. P.S. It's mine. What is up, everybody? We are back. Gina got here very quick from the World of Worlds. She is back with us, guys. Maybe she can finally answer some of our questions,
I'll try.
because she told us all the fuck her questions. Just fuck them all. That's not on me. That's on her. We can all like bomb her house later. We can all go there together as a group. That's it. We're going
I'm
today.
too posh for your questions, okay?
You are. You're too good for me. It's a gift. Too good. But welcome back, guys, to the Scavoli Show. I hope you stay tuned for part two. If you don't, then you listen to part one, so I still get your money. That's it. I still get it. As long as you just press play, that's all I get. I'm such a Palpatine.
Ching, ching.
That's it. So Gina, so we were talking about in part one.
Yes.
Now we're gonna go talk about the prequels.
Oh, yes.
Right?
My favorite films. My favorite films.
7, 8, and 9, right? Or no, not the sequels. No, sequels. We're gonna talk about the sequels. Not the
Wait,
third.
what? Now we're talking about the sequels? No, you got me all pumped about the prequels, man. That's what made me love fully Star Wars and Padme Amidala. That is who I
Oh,
am.
all right. So first, so we're going to do this. So I know your favorite character is Padme Amidala. So
Hands down.
what is your favorite Padme Amidala moment?
Oh my gosh, all of them. Okay, if I have to go back, okay, travel back with me, Chris, all
All
right? Let's
right.
time travel.
Let's go.
We're back.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- No, no, no,
Oh,
no, 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 no.
were you still in diapers?
I'm still. What was that year?
1999.
What? Wait. What month?
May.
Oh, I was.
Were you even born?
I was two and a half months.
Okay. So, all right. So, I mean, you won't recollect, but somewhat try and travel back with me. So it's 1999, right?
All right.
Star Wars, it's coming out, you know, the prequels to the original. It's just like, yes, oh my gosh, we've
Yes.
waited how long for this? And I, a 14-year-old precious little girl, goes to the movie theater with my family, and I'm like, I'm so stoked. And right, it was like, what, not even like 5, 10 minutes into the film, that beautiful Queen Amidala comes on screen, and I see her, and I'm like, holy shit. My life is changing right before my eyes because this woman, this young girl who's in charge of an entire planet, is strong, independent, and fights for what's right. And my whole life, seriously, was changed from that moment.
Oh my
And
God.
yeah, and still today, she sticks with me. I cosplay as her. I literally have Amidala as my license plate. I mean, she literally impacts my life every day, and I really try to embody her as, you know, I know she's a fictional character, but the lessons she teaches and tries to see the good in everybody, I try to apply that to my life.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Thank you.
That's so
Thank
sweet. Thank you very much.
you, sweet? No.
No, that's actually with Ahsoka. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't cosplay as her. I think about her all the day, though. I think about her all the time. You know, she's my room. You know, I walk into my room. Who do I see? Ahsoka and Baby Yoda. You know,
Perfect combination.
yeah. And I just think, like, in this moment when I go like off to work, that I don't want to go off to work. You know, and I just say, this is for
Yeah.
my Ahsoka stuff, that new Ahsoka stuff that's coming soon. Buying
Sure.
it, you know. Even with Baby Yoda, like that new Baby Yoda merchandise that I want. Like I look at it and I go, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna work for it because you know why? They would work for it too if they were in my position. So I'm gonna go
Exactly.
out. So I'm gonna go out there, work my ass off, be a stripper, and do this. Do
Maybe,
this.
you know, maybe keep that to yourself. Maybe the
Oh,
viewers don't
sorry.
hear that.
Sorry, I was really into it. I was like really talking like a movie, like a script. I was really into it. Sorry, guys. That's my side job. I'm Crispy White on the pole. It's Crispy White.
Oh my God. You know, a gigolo too? Ooh, I don't
Oh
know.
no, I don't jiggle. I bounce.
No.
I'm a
Ooh.
bouncer.
Okay, I got this image
There
in my head, and I think I'm gonna try and move past it.
you go. That's what we do. We just move past things on the Scavoli show. But
Yes.
yeah, that's what I think. I feel like you, like I feel like I wake up.
Yeah.
Ahsoka's pardon me, Baby Yoda. And my top three are with me. You know, Anakin. Like sometimes I go get a little upset, you know, throughout the day with people, and I just say, "What the fuck?" You know. But I'm like, I
Yeah.
can't get too upset because that leads to the dark side, you
Correct.
know. And I've been to the dark side many of times, and I don't like myself like that.
Exactly.
So, I go, you know what? That's not the way I'm gonna go. So let's calm down. Let's just calm down, everybody, because everybody's like always like, oh my God, this is not right. Oh my God. Like dying inside. It's like it's a pebble. You can just throw the pebble away, guys. That's all you can do. You know?
You can remove the pebble from the shoe anytime you want.
Yeah, like just calm down. get going with your day, chill out. Don't like if you're really nervous about something, calm down, because that's when you mess up and you're very slow. Like I shake when I'm nervous because I don't know why, but just calm down, think about me, and there you go.
Exactly. I mean, even if you're not confident in yourself, if you exuberate confidence, people will believe you are confident. So,
Yeah. Like with my singing, like I'm not confident in my singing voice when I go for my voice lessons, but my teacher goes, you have to be confident. You know, you have to
exactly.
put, you know, you sound like this, but you can sound even better if you do it like this. And you go, yeah, like sing like Beyoncé, like, yeah, baby, wee.
I'm single ladies. I'm single
There you go. And then I get my
ladies.
ring on and I throw all my single rings out the door because, you know, I'm
Oh,
not single.
heck
There you
yeah,
go.
I'm single
There you go.
too.
There you go. Gina's single, guys. Guys on the
Yeah.
market, get Gina. Get Gina. She's from Wisconsin. She's a cheesehead.
Yeah, any Wisconsin
Cheesehead.
boys out there that want to look me up?
Yeah, please. Gina Amidala.
Yes.
That's Gina, not Gina. Gina. I call her Gina because I can't say Gina.
You just did right there.
You know, she, no, we can just delete this part of the podcast. So
Are
we're
you sure?
not. No,
No.
I
Yeah.
can't. But we have to just go with
Okay.
it.
Just flow. Are you one with the
But
force? The force is with me.
for me, yes, that's what I do. That Ahsoka came up with that guy's first. It wasn't that guy, other guy that came up with the first from Rogue One.
That? When did you say that? In the
Yeah, she said in the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars? Ah, I don't
You
recall
didn't.
that.
Oh my God, Gina, what the
I know.
hell?
I'm sorry. You know, I don't have the Clone Wars memorized like how I do all the other movies. I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry. If you go back to like the second when Order 66 and they capture Rex.
Yeah.
She puts when he goes when they can't find the chip, so she puts her hands on his head and goes, I'm
Yeah.
one with the force is with me, I'm one
Oh
with
my
the
gosh.
force, I'm
Oh,
force.
the Rogue One came out way before than the Clone War, so Dave
It
Filoni probably
did.
took it.
Yeah, he did, but Ahsoka came up with it first.
Okay, well, we'll give you that. I'm winking right now, okay?
Thank
Wink,
you, thank
wink.
you, thank you. I called it. But that's awesome that you love Padme. I love Padme. I think she should have been around more, I feel
Yes.
like. And that's why you bring
Yes.
the Clone Wars in, and she's in Clone Wars. You
Yes.
know?
And that's why I resonated and I really watched the Clone Wars because I was like, finally, I get more Padme. And it just shows her strongness and independence in the Senate and how she is an influencer to these people. So, and I got to meet Catherine Tabor at Star Wars Celebration. And it was just like, I thank her so much for, you know, embodying Padme and bringing her to life. So that was a highlight for me.
I feel like all the Clone Wars characters just deserve an Emmy and a
Yeah.
clap and a
Oh,
clap. We clap for
clap,
you.
clap, clap them, man.
We just
Yeah.
clap for you guys because you guys killed every single episode,
Yeah.
every fucking character.
Yeah. I mean, especially from two different actors, and they embodied the character like 100% on both ends.
Yeah, I want to meet all of them one day. I hope I can.
That'd be awesome.
And if they're listening to the podcast, please come on. I would love each and every one of you on my podcast, and we can just talk about me. That's it. Just talk about how
I think
sexy
they
I
all
am.
unsubscribed right now.
I know, right? They just went like, "All right, this kid is crazy, cray cray." But yeah, I love the Clone Wars. Clone Wars is my favorite, I think. And then comes Rebels, and then comes Mandalorian, and then comes the movies, you know.
In that order for you?
Yeah, I feel like the movies do characters justice.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the Clone Wars, I really wanted to see,
You do get more in depth to them.
but I really wanted to see in Clone Wars the high ground. I wanted to
Yeah.
see that. I want to see how, all right, Anakin turns to the dark side. How did he do? Like, I want to see Anakin's face
Yeah.
in the Clone Wars when all that happened, right? Just like in the movie, just replay an animated version,
Yeah.
you know, and maybe add something to it, you know, that we
Yeah.
never saw in the movies. So
Sure.
I was really hoping they would do that, because I would really want to see that. I really want to see his face expressions, because Hayden Christensen killed him
Oh.
in Revenge of the Sith, spot
Hands
on,
down,
hands
best
down.
performance.
Best
Hands down.
performance, but I
Yeah.
really want to see how they would put his faces on Anakin in animated version. Does he feel
Oh yeah.
sad? Does he feel angry? What does he feel? Does he want to kill Mace Windu? Like, what is his expression when he hits Mace Windu? You know, like we see Hayden Christensen's face, like, what have I done?
What have I done?
But like, we don't see, like, holy shit, like, I just fucking did that. Like, why did I just do that? Like, I
What?
want to.
Yeah.
You can go, Gina. You were going to talk. I interrupted you.
Oh, no. I was just agreeing with you. I was just like,
Oh.
his performance in episode three, but like how you're stating in, Clone Wars, especially in animated form, where technology has come about. I mean, even just that moment in Rebels when Ahsoka slices his, Darth Vader's helmet and you just see his eye. I mean, just the emotion emitting just from that one eye is so powerful.
Yeah, it really is. And we go back to that scene too. With that scene, I feel like there could have been more dialogue. There could have
But
been
I think they
more.
wanted to keep it short, because I think they wanted to, get that build up.
Yeah, no, I knew it was coming in Rebels. I knew when she went flashbacking and stuff like that. I knew it was coming to fight. And I knew she knew who he was underneath.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I think she knew. I think
Okay.
she. I feel like her years later, reaching out to the Force, trying to find him. In my opinion, if my master ever died, like if I
Yeah.
was a Jedi and then Order 66 came, I would try to do my ultimate effort to find out if he's dead or not. So she did. She cut herself off from the Force, then she
Yeah.
came back, and then she had this dark cloud, like her
Yeah.
vision. She couldn't see it. But she knew he could still be out there, but she couldn't see him, you know?
No. Yeah. He was
So,
clouded.
yeah. So with that, I feel like she knew that Darth Maul was right. And she even sensed it, you know, in Clone War. She sensed something was wrong. And she couldn't get back there in time. I wish she got back there in time. I really wanted to see what would happen if she got back there in time. I really wanted to see that.
It's the what ifs, though. It's the
It
what
is the
ifs.
what ifs. What ifs. But yeah, with that scene, I feel like she let go of him that day. You
She
know?
did. Yeah.
She was like, you know.
She lost faith in the Jedi, in the Jedi and the Order, in any of everybody.
Yeah, she lost. And I hope we see her live action in the Kenobi series. I really hope
Oh
we
my
see
gosh,
her
yeah.
to see what she can bring to it, see what happens. Maybe they did reach out together and they combined it and said, like, maybe Obi-Wan did tell her, you know, listen, Darth Vader's Anakin, you know, like maybe tell stories, but I think it's only going to be flashbacks to the Clone Wars. So, but I feel like there should have been more dialogue for that scene because that was such a powerful scene. And just hitting that helmet. And her going, Anakin, and she goes, Ahsoka. Like,
And then you see that little hint of blue. He comes back for a split second.
yeah, he does. Because he's still inside, he still loved Ahsoka. And he didn't want her, and he didn't want her to get hurt.
Of
But
course not. That was his baby sister, I felt.
yeah, that was his sister, definitely. But just with the darkness taking over and stuff like that, like I feel like that scene could have been more powerful. Like maybe Anakin could have came back. That's why I say he could have came back to the light that scene. You know, he could have if Ahsoka really talked to him, you know, like there's
But
not
with
that.
everything crumbling down, they didn't have time. So
Yeah, I
that's why I feel
know.
like she couldn't reach him.
I know. It's what ifs? What
I
ifs?
know what Marvel's making a what if show. Star Wars maybe needs a what if.
Yeah, we oh, if they make a what if Star Wars will make millions, billions of dollars.
They
Billions.
already do. Even
They already do,
when
but
they
they
have
would.
shitty sequels.
But they would make so much more if they did this. They really
Disney's
would.
already a powerhouse. Like they need more money.
I would just start throwing money on the street, like, dear Disney, take it.
Like Fry from
Like,
Futurama. Shut up and take my money.
yeah, shut up and take my money and just throw it at them on the street, and everybody's picking it up. Hey, stop picking up my money. That's for Disney. That's for Disney.
Oh, you're making it rain.
Making it rain on the street for no reason.
Throwing your
But
money away, Chris.
I know it's so sad. It really is so sad. But before we head out, Gina, before we close the show, I'm going to ask you one important question.
Excellent. Shoot it.
Is Ahsoka Tano?
Oh boy.
alive in The Rise of Skywalker, and why?
Okay, I've been thinking about this. So I
Okay.
know during that scene, Rey, she hears all the Jedi, okay? So at first I was thinking, well, if all the Jedi are speaking to her, are they one with the Force? But I'm thinking she connected back with the Force Ahsoka. So I'm thinking she felt Rey and her struggle. And I believe she's still alive out there. Either she's in the Worlds Between Worlds and she felt Rey, or she's out somewhere, I don't know. I don't want to say hiding, but maybe she still is hiding. But I do find it weird that she wouldn't show up to the fight. So I'm still thinking she's alive, but maybe she's just traveling between worlds and she couldn't get there.
Good
That's my
answer. Good.
theory.
That's an interesting answer. I never got that answer on the show.
Okay.
But I will bring up this. I think she is alive too, but before I get into my theory, she wouldn't just be sitting around doing nothing if she was alive.
Okay.
Okay, that's one thing about Ahsoka. She's not, I don't think she will sit down and let people die, you know?
No, but during Rebels, I mean, it's not like she was picking up her lightsaber and fighting. She was just fighting kind of with secretly with Bail Organa by being Fulcrum.
Yeah, but I feel like she still wants it. Like
Okay.
she is still a wants it. Like people were saying, like I think someone was saying on one of my favorite YouTubes, saying like she's out there somewhere, you know? So
Yeah.
why is she hiding? Why is she in the shadows, you know?
Yeah.
In the Mandalorian, when she is in the Mandalorian, where will she be? You know,
Yeah.
why will she be on this planet? Like what brought her to this planet, you know? Why is someone fighting her, you know? Are they still hunting her? Does Moff Gideon want her? You know, we don't really know, you know,
No.
why she wants it. And in this time, like no one's really in the Mandalorian time, she's not like no one's really looking for anybody. You know, no
No.
one's in charge. You know, no one's
Nobody knows
really.
that Jedi has returned. I mean,
Yeah.
the galaxy really doesn't know who Luke Skywalker is.
Yeah, like who is Ahsoka Tano? No, I don't
Right,
fucking know. Who do
exactly.
you know? I don't fucking know. In that time, like you're just going off of Moff Gideon and what he's bringing, you know, what he's bringing with the dark saber. But in my
Oh.
opinion, she is alive out there. She is definitely alive, but Ahsoka would not be doing anything. You know, she would be, I don't know what she would be doing, but I feel like
She'd be still fighting the good fight,
yeah.
but in her own way.
Oh yeah, I think she's in hiding for a reason.
Of course.
I feel like Order 66, it all goes back to Order 66.
Yeah.
And I say that because the Jedi lost faith in each other.
Of course.
Yoda, like what the fuck, Yoda? You knew it was coming. You just didn't like you didn't care.
Did he?
He knew it was coming, yeah. He
When was that?
had all the senses that were gonna bring him there. And
Huh?
I read a YouTube, I forgot the video, but it's all Yoda's fault because he knew it was coming.
He couldn't defeat Sidious in the Senate.
No, but he could have
So do you
stopped
think
it.
he just.
He could have stopped. He could have told Anakin or told Obi-Wan or told Mace Windu, like,
Well, even
listen.
if he just talked to Anakin, when Anakin came to him stating that he was having these fears of, losing his loved ones, and all Yoda did was say, "You have to learn to let them go." No, if he taught him how to accept either death or even, talk to him and say, "Hey, I understand losing loved ones. Maybe we can try and save them." Even that would have probably prevented it.
Oh yeah, that too. But I feel like Yoda's to blame. So I think they're all to blame, the Jedi,
They're all to
because
blame.
they had Palpatine right under their nose. They really did. But back to my theory. This is my theory, Jean. She's
Jean?
in Jean.
I'm not Jean Grey.
I'll call you Gina so you don't get upset.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll call you Chris. Chris?
I don't know how you say that. I don't know how you spell that. So she is alive in The Mandalorian because she's in it. Guys, she's in
Course.
it. This episode will be out next year, so you don't have to worry about spoilers. I already spoiled everything for you. She is in The Mandalorian. She will be in The Mandalorian. Then she gets her own spin-off show that rumor has it. She's in her spin-off show. She's in the Kenobi series, rumored. So in the spin-off series, so we don't know where it will take place after The Mandalorian or after Order 66. So we don't know when it will take
Ooh.
place.
Ooh.
So with this show, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know all the, I don't know any details. But she's having a live action. So if she doesn't die in this live action, which I don't think she will,
Of course not.
I do not think they'll kill off Ahsoka because of one thing. One thing. Where are they going to go with it? Where are they going next with Star Wars? That's why they why. Like what? Like what? Where are they going?
Well, people love these characters so much. I highly doubt. I mean, this is their money train right here. I
Oh
mean,
yeah. Ahsoka is the
that's
money
why.
train.
Yeah, well, that's why Filoni, I feel like he's bringing his Clone Wars to live action now because technology has stepped it up.
Oh
So
yeah.
now, just like how George Lucas with the original trilogy, he didn't have the technology. And then when he made the prequels, he finally had the technology. And now look at how far we've come now.
Yeah. So I feel like she's definitely alive because of the World of Worlds. The World of
Yeah.
Worlds episode brings a whole thing. We don't get enough, and that episode does not get enough credit at all. I say this in every podcast. The World of Worlds is such an important motherfucking episode, an important thing in Star Wars. Because I could go through a portal and take Baby Yoda out. I can go through a portal and put Baby Yoda in. I could go take Anakin out as Darth Vader and put him in episode 9. Like, I could just
But
do that.
do you feel by them having the world worlds is cheating?
I think it's cheating, but it's
Cheating with
all.
writing because it's super simple. It's just like an ex machina.
I. I always answer like this. The World of Worlds opens a big entire section in Star Wars that we do not know of. The no, we don't know who controls the World of Worlds. We do not know anything. So, but I feel like the light sister of the Mortis Arc
Yep.
controls that World of Worlds. So
Oh.
Ahsoka and Mori, Mr. No, we don't get enough Mori. I'm just saying, motherfuckers. We don't see him Star Wars, and I hope we see him in The Mandalorian. I really hope we see him Mori, because Mori is the most important creature in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Important, the most important valuable creature. Because Mori is the light side of the Force.
Yeah.
He follow she or he or she
I think
follows.
it's she. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's she too.
Because I thought when the light side, I thought she embodied Morai.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to go right
Oh, okay.
into it. So
Okay.
she is the light side of the Force, Ahsoka, because the sister is inside of her. So if
Oh, okay.
Ahsoka dies, right? Ahsoka does, just say I stab her in the throat. She dies. The light side of the Force is gone.
Don't
That's what I
say that.
mean. No, that's what I'm talking about. The light side is in Ahsoka. Like the dark side is in Palpatine. So when Palpatine
Ah.
died, there's no more dark side. Like we all go back to normal.
But then why did it rise again?
No, because Palpatine was still alive.
Ugh.
That's what I'm
I don't
meaning.
like
Like the dark side never went away because Sidious was still alive. Like even with Moff
True.
Gideon, like in that
Yeah.
time zone, Sidious is cloning himself or somewhere. So he's still
Yep.
alive. He's still orchestrating. He
Yeah.
might not be around, but he has plots here, plots there, plots everywhere. So he's still there in spirit,
Okay.
So just like Ahsoka, if Ahsoka dies, who's the light side? Who is the light side of the Force? Because you have to have a light side and a dark side.
It's
Like,
supposed to be Rey, I think.
yeah, but Rey,
Hence, even her name meanings light.
yeah, she is not my favorite, Rey.
I agree. I
Not
100% agree.
my favorite storyline, not my
Nope.
favorite at all. Kylo Ren, like the character, not my favorite Sith. No way.
Correct.
He was not a Sith at all. Please,
No.
if you think he was a Sith, please, Helen Keller, please walk out my door, Helen Keller. Because Kylo
Know she was
Ren,
blind and deaf,
yeah,
right?
that's true. They were all both. They were two double sons, two doubles, like a double hamburger. But with Kylo Ren, he was not a Sith because his eyes weren't red. You're
Ah.
not a Sith. Just like Darth
But I
Vader.
thought that's only when you go extreme Sith. That's when your eyes turn red and yellow. Because when, well, I say Anakin, but when Anakin met Padmé on Mustafar, his eyes weren't red. What, because he returned as Anakin, then he stopped being Vader?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a good question.
See, they only get the yellow or red eyes when they really tap deep into the
Dark
darkness.
side.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like either way, like either you go that you said that way and I said my way. Either way, Kylo Ren wasn't a Sith. He was
Oh, I
just
agree.
a lost child.
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
was really a lost child. Like how could you like stab your father
Ugh.
and then throw your
Come back.
lightsaber and then come back from that and then see your father again,
Yeah.
and your father goes, "You know what you have to do." And Kylo Ren was like, "Yeah, fucking throw my lightsaber in the fucking water. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do." Like, you
Yeah, I
know?
mean, he knows he's going to a fight. Like, keep your fucking saber, man.
Yeah, man, at least keep it red. I would keep it red and blue. That would have been good if he kept his lightsaber red and she kept it blue. The dark side and the light side fight.
And then it would have been a big FU to Palpatine when he's fighting with his red lightsaber.
Yeah. So I totally think Kylo Ren was just a lost child and he wasn't a Sith at all. He was just a lost boy in the Sith world that he didn't want to be and he didn't know how
Yeah.
to get out.
Yeah.
Rey was a scavenger. I don't hate the character. Like, I don't hate Kylo Ren. I don't hate the character. I just don't get the character. I just don't
Well,
get Rey.
they didn't plan him out very well. They
Yeah.
had a somewhat of like a thought process, and then they just totally chucked it out the window when Rian Johnson got through. He just wanted to do something completely different. And then when JJ got it back, he was just like, I gotta fix this shit and just fan service everybody.
Yeah.
So I
Like,
just felt they didn't give him justice. They did not do the characters justice.
With Daisy Riddler, her name is Riddler? Ridler?
No, she's not Jim Carrey. She's
Oh,
Ridley.
Ridley. Daisy.
Daisy Ridley,
There you
not
go.
Riddler.
Not
Riddle me
Riddler.
this. Riddle me that.
She said even on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, whatever show she was on.
Yeah.
Like,
Yep.
they didn't know where they were going. Like, I didn't know if
Nope.
I was a Palpatine or fucking Kenobi.
Yep.
I would have loved if she was a Kenobi. Would have loved
Ah,
that.
love that.
Loved that. Would have loved
Yeah.
that. But I guess not. We all lie. Got lied to. It's okay.
That.
But yeah, I just don't get I don't get Rey. And if she is the light side of the Force, why?
Okay.
That is my
Yeah.
question.
Yeah.
Because she really.
There's no purpose.
And I felt like she just became a Jedi just to become a Jedi because she had
But
to.
I know the theories out there was they thought she was manifested just like Anakin was through the
No,
Force.
I don't
But then
think
that
she
got thrown
was.
out.
Yeah, I
No,
don't
that got
know.
thrown out. Yeah.
Yeah, if that would have made I would have punched each person who wrote that in the fucking throat. Would have punched them in the
Because
throat.
only, because you only feel Anakin should have been manifested from the Force?
I feel like Anakin is a special little one. And it's
Huh?
not because he's my favorite. He's not my favorite top three, Ahsoka, Baby Yoda, and Anakin.
But
Because
you know, Baby Yoda is born the same time as Anakin.
no, he wasn't.
Yes, he is.
He wasn't born a clone. No, he
No.
wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Baby Yoda's born the exact same year as Anakin.
How? Because Baby Yoda's 50.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take 50 years. Oh, does it? Maybe it does.
It
Oh yeah,
does.
that would make sense. Yeah, I would get that. That makes sense. Now I'm thinking about it.
So
That
do
does
you
make
think
sense.
he's manifested from the Force, or do you think Baby Yoda is a clone?
I think this is what I think. I'm going to answer Anakin first.
Sorry,
Anakin is.
I'm deriving off all sort of topics.
No, this is really good because you're really making me sweat over here now. You're really making me sweat. So that's good.
I'm
I'm just.
really hoping you're wearing deodorant then.
I really am. Don't smell me, baby Yoda. Stop it. But with Anakin, he's a very special little one. He's very special. He's the chosen one. You know, there's there.
Yes.
If you tell me Rey
Hands
was the
down.
yeah, if you tell me Rey was the chosen, I'm gonna punch you in the
No.
throat. If you tell me Luke was the chosen, I'm gonna punch you even softer in the throat. Like
Yes.
it doesn't make sense. Anakin's the chosen one. He's the
Yes.
only one that could have been like
Who
that.
brings balance to the
The
Force?
Force, yes.
Yes.
So and then going back to the baby Yoda, is he a clone? I could see if he was a clone.
Okay.
I if that comes out that he was a clone, I would not be surprised. I would be a little shocked, but I would
Okay.
not be like, oh my God, he's a clone. Oh my
Right.
God. No, I would be like, all right, this is what they're doing now. They're just fucking cloning everybody. They're just
Yeah,
gonna
no.
clone. But if he's not, if he's a species of Yoda,
Yeah.
he is a species of Yoda, but wherever he came from, I really hope he has parents, and I really hope they're alive, and I hope they're well. I hope they're like no, really. Like I feel
No, but you don't
like
think Yoda and Yaddle got it on?
no.
Okay.
Yaddle was mine. I that's why Baby Yoda's mine. I had I was a little into Yaddle, you know? A little there.
Are you sure we should be disclosing this over the air? I mean,
I know, but people already know I'm
are
eating.
we on the Maury show? Chris, you are the father.
Father. That's what's gonna happen next after the season premieres. They're gonna say, Chris, you weren't the father at all. I was like, yeah, I'm not. Sorry, guys. Sorry. But yeah, I feel like I don't think Yoda or Yaddle got it going. I don't think. Because Yoda would have died. Yoda died. I don't know how old
Well,
I
Yaddle died in, I mean, we didn't see it. We saw her die, unfortunately, in the comics. So she
Yes.
died saving Anakin, I think during the Clone Wars or before the Clone Wars. I can't remember.
I think one or the other. I don't know. But with Baby Yoda, he's a very special baby. You know, he's very special. And I don't know where they're going to go with him. I don't know what direction they're going to go in. Season two, I hope they figure it out who's going to train this baby. I feel like in season two, before I cut out of this show,
Yes.
I feel
Leave
like.
us on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, in season two, I feel like Baby Yoda, he's not going to be trained at all.
Okay.
I don't think he will be trained by Ahsoka. I don't think we'll see Luke because people are saying, oh, maybe Luke will come up.
Oh,
I don't see
yeah.
Luke. Don't see him at all
Sebastian
in it.
Stan.
Yeah, I don't see Sabine, Bo-Katan,
Okay.
or anyone training this baby. I
Okay.
do not see him getting trained. I see a lot of people are going to fight over Baby Yoda because they want the Yoda species. They've heard about this Yoda species,
They
and they
want
can,
his power.
yeah, they want, and he's powerful.
Yeah.
This baby will be powerful when he grows up, and I hope they don't kill him off.
Oh,
Because Baby Yoda's the whole
don't say
fucking
that.
show. No,
That's
because
blasphemy.
don't just like in the Rise of Skywalker, where is fucking everybody? You know, like where the fuck is everybody?
That was under Kathleen Kennedy, okay? We're under Dave Filoni. And I trust Dave Filoni
No,
and
I
Jon
definitely
Favreau.
no. I'll rather I no, I trust those two motherfuckers with my fucking life. That's
Oh,
what I
yeah.
trust. Like, I don't trust anybody else. If Dave Filoni makes a movie, please tell me I'll watch that movie. I'll give him $50 million if I can watch every movie that he makes. Please. Please.
Yes.
Because
Yes.
the way he takes Star Wars is a whole different direction. But back to the
He
Baby Yoda.
understands it. He
Yes.
understands Star Wars because he's
Yes.
a fan. And that's the thing. These people need to be fans of the product that they're promoting.
Yes. And I feel like with the child, I feel like in The Rise of Skywalker, we see the ghost, we see the Mandalorian crest. I feel like
We
Baby
do?
Yoda, yeah, if you look on Google, I didn't see it. Someone told me to look him up. If you look
I
up
keep,
the ghost in
yeah,
The
I
Rise
keep
of
trying to look
Skywalker,
like where all the ships are. I can't find the Razor Crest.
no, he's there. He's there.
Oh. I
He
mean,
is
I saw
there.
the ghost.
Yeah, the ghost is there too. So we don't know who's driving the ghost. We don't know who's driving the crest. You know?
You don't think it's Hera?
I think Hera's gone. In The Rise of Skywalker, I think she passed. But I don't but I think if she's still alive, that's great because I like Hera. I have no problem with Hera. But I think it's her son.
I didn't think about
It
that.
could be her son that's driving that. And the Mandalorian ship, I don't know if the Mandalorian would still be alive because I don't know how long it takes place. But, you know,
Well, The
maybe.
Mandalorian is 5 years after Return of the Jedi, and then the sequels take place 30 years later.
Oh,
So,
so
I mean, I don't know if we're guesstimating on Pedro Pascal because he's 45, so he could be 70 something.
he could still be alive. The Mandalorian could still be alive. And maybe Baby Yoda. He could be the next Chewbacca.
Oh,
That would be
do you think
awesome.
he would be a Mandalorian, Baby Yoda, in
No, I
Mandalorian
think
armor?
I no, that wouldn't look right.
Have you seen fan art of that? It looks pretty badass.
And no, I haven't seen it, but I don't think I would like it. I like him holding a lightsaber
Okay.
because he
Oh,
looks
he could have
more.
the dark saber.
Yes, he can look more cuter with that, and he can do a lot more with
He could reunite again the Jedi and the Mandalorians.
yeah, that's what I'm yeah, that's too. But also, yeah, I don't know. We gotta do part two of this podcast.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm totally geeking out with you and I'm loving it.
I mean, like, I'm loving it. We gotta end the show, guys, because we just talked our asses off, and
I know.
I don't want to stay on for too long because I don't know if people will listen.
I
But
know. They probably all tuned out by now. It's just you and I.
it's just me and us listening to each other talk back and forth. But yes, guys, this is the Scavoli Show. Gina, you're gonna come
Oh
back
my
for part
gosh.
two. We are not done. You're gonna come back for part two. So I'm gonna end this, and then we're just gonna
Excellent.
talk more on the next episode. You're gonna do two
Thank
episodes
you.
of the Scavoli Show.
Oh shit. I feel honored. Thank you so much.
You're fucking welcome, Gina. So, guys, stay tuned for part two. I'm gonna leave you on a cliffhanger with this. With this. This is what I'm gonna leave you on. In the Rise of Skywalker, you see the ghost, you see the crest, you see Mandalorian ship, you see that, right? You see it.
Goosebumps.
So who's driving those two ships? Do you think it's
Ooh.
Hera? Baby Yoda? Zeb? Sabine? Bo-Katan? Ahsoka? You know, Ahsoka would be driving a ship. We just didn't see it.
No,
There
we
was
don't
a
know who's
whole
filing them.
we don't
That's
know
for them to
who's
decide.
we really don't know who's doing all these ships, you know?
No.
So think about that and think about what we're saying on this podcast because all these things could really come true or not. Maybe not, but just
Yeah, I
give you
highly
hope.
doubt
Yeah, me too. But would you
just throw it all out the window.
Volley? That's Gina. And that's it.
Thank
That's the episode. And we'll be back for part
you.
two
Thank
with this episode next week, guys. All right. All
you. All
right.
right.
Stay tuned for my sexy voice once more.